Few playwrights have been more influential to English language theater in the past 50 years than Tom Stoppard. His plays, including Rosencrantz and Guildenstern Are Dead, The Real Thing, and Arcadia, are renowned for their wit and intellectual curiosity, and he won more Tony Awards as a playwright than anyone in history. Stoppard died today at 88 years old. Tom Vitale has this appreciation.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. I hope you had a lovely lunch. We will be beginning on stage in 1 minute in scene four.
During a break in a 2006 rehearsal at Lincoln Center, Tom Stoppard, then 69 years old, wearing jeans and a brown leather racing jacket, lit a European cigarette and mused about his chosen profession.
It's a strange art form, isn't it? There's a lot of people in a large room watching a few people at one end of the room dressing up and talking, and you've got to hear everything they say. You only get to hear it once. You can't turn the page back.
Stoppard was talking about the difficulty of holding the audience's attention through his epic 9-hour trilogy, The Coast of Utopia, about 19th century Russian intellectuals. The historical figures in the drama included the anarchist Mikhail Bakunin, played by Ethan Hawke.
Tata, don't you know? Dawn has broken in Germany. The sun is already high in the sky. It's only us and poor behind the times Russia who are the last to learn about the great discovery of the age. The life of the spirit is the only real life.
Ethan Hawke gave up 7 months of more lucrative film work to perform in The Coast of Utopia. In 2006, he said the chance to read Stoppard's lines was worth it.
We're used to being talked down to. We're used to very simple ideas. We're used to people not challenging us. I feel the great thing about watching Tom Stoppard, when you watch it, it makes you feel incredibly intelligent because you do get it.
Stoppard wrote erudite plays that touched on a broad range of topics, from his 1966 absurdist comedy, Rosencrantz and Guildenstern Are Dead, about two minor characters from Hamlet, to his 1993 drama Arcadia, which included dialogue about chaos theory and garden landscaping. But when Arcadia opened in New York, Stoppard told me his plays were always about people, not abstract ideas.
I'm not some kind of intellectual who is importing very special ideas into the unfamiliar terrain of the theater. I don't see it like that at all. There's something about the way the plays are written about which makes people think that they're somewhat exclusive. And an exclusive playwright is a contradiction in terms.
Tell me how you love her, Will.
Like a sickness and its cure together.
In 1999, Stoppard won an Oscar for the verbal gymnastics in his screenplay for Shakespeare in Love, starring Joseph Fiennes as the young playwright and Gwyneth Paltrow as his inspiration for Juliet.
And her lips?
Her lips? The early morning rose would wither on the branch if it could feel envy.
English was not Stoppard's first language. He was born in Czechoslovakia in 1937 to a Jewish family. To escape the Nazis, they fled first to Singapore, where his father volunteered for the British Army, and then to India. When his father was killed, his mother remarried a British officer. In 1946, they settled in England. Stoppard never attended university. At 17, he began work as a journalist, then a theater critic, and finally, a playwright. The adjective Stoppardian entered the Oxford English Dictionary in 1978. It means to employ elegant wit while addressing philosophical concerns, in the style of Tom Stoppard. For NPR News, I'm Tom Vitale in New York.